Hello and good day. This is Thesis Thursdays on KXEI. My name is Monica Ramirez Andriada, and I'm an assistant professor of soil, water, and environmental science with a joint appointment in public health at the University of Arizona. Today I have Dominica. So, Dominica, why don't you explain your program?
So I'm enrolled in the dual master's degree program in environmental science and journalism at the University of Arizona.
So Dominica, tell us a little bit about your research project and how you're combining environmental science with science journalism.
So I'm looking at possible health effects in a southern Arizona community where a local smelter has been exceeding the Clean Air Act levels of lead in the air, and looking at whether or not that's going to affect the health of the children in that community. On the journalism side of things, I hope to do a project where I'm hoping to educate journalists about the ways that they can interview communities and do stories about communities near Superfund sites.
What's unique about your program is that you're not only going to do a research project and risk assessment, you're also going to look into how to effectively work with communities neighboring these Superfund sites, which I'm going to have you define, but also how journalists could be more properly equipped to engage communities neighboring potential sources of hazardous waste and or known sources. So what is a Superfund site?
So a Superfund site is a site that's been designated by the Environmental Protection Agency under a law from Congress from the 1980s, I believe, where the community around the Superfund site is potentially at risk for contamination levels from a number of different potential environmental contaminants. So usually it's things like lead or arsenic, possibly pesticides or other toxic chemicals.
Let's talk a little bit about your goals and your next professional activities.
What I'm hoping to do is use the journalism skills and writing skills and then also multimedia skills that I hope to learn during my degree in order to communicate science issues to the public so that we can all have better conversations about the things that are important to us about the environment.
We're very excited to hear what your favorite band or favorite song is.
I think currently there are too many favorite songs that I have to pick just one. Back in college, my favorite band used to be U2, so I think that's probably the closest I can come to a favorite band.
Awesome. Well, I hope you're rocking out when you're doing your research, but it's an honor to have you in the lab, and I look forward to seeing the products of your great work.
Thank you.
Thank you.